salvation, it is by His doing. And God will not share the glory with anyone else who wants to say, look what God and I did to be saved. No. God only sings solo. He doesn't share the mic or the spotlight with anyone else. It is by His doing that you are in Christ Jesus. It was God who chose you, God who called you, God who sent His Son to die for you, God who brought you to Himself, God who convicted you, God who gave you repentance. It was God who gave you saving faith. It was God, 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 God. This has to be the right interpretation because it gives God all the glory. We're not even singing backup for God. Our mics are turned off. It is God who gets all the glory. Selah, pause and meditate. Let that sink in. Who by His doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. That's the cross, the wisdom of the cross. Only God in His infinite genius could have designed the way for Him to be both just and the justifier. That holy God could receive unholy sinners and God not violate His own righteousness or His own holiness. It's all in the cross. Only God could have come up with the wisdom of the cross to send His own Son, His only begotten Son, into this world to be born of a virgin, to live a sinless life, to go to the cross, to bear our sins, to be buried, raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of God the Father. Only God could have come up with that. It's the wisdom of God. All else is foolishness. And pouring out of the wisdom of God is righteousness. That's what's imputed to us in justification by faith. Sanctification. The cross has broken the tyranny of sin over our lives. We'll never be the same again. We have a new master. And redemption. He's paid the price for our sins completely. And it ends in verse 31. So that, just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. When I was in college, I went to school in West Texas. It's way out in West Texas. Prairie land. I served the Lord a lot, preached a lot, taught a lot while I was in college. And I remember one day going over to another dorm to pick up a guy who would like play guitar for me, singing before I would speak. And I walked into his dorm room and there's a poster on his wall. I can still see it. And it's a fence post on a Texas prairie. And there's barbed wire on it. And on top of this fence post is a turtle. Turtles don't climb fence posts. Turtles don't fly. And the caption underneath, it just simply said something to the effect, the turtle didn't get there by himself. Someone had to come along and pick up this turtle and walk over here and put it on top of the fence post. That's exactly what, if you're a Christian, that is exactly what God has done in your life. From all eternity past, God has walked over to you and picked you up out of the pit of sin and the world and the devil. And He has lifted you up to heavenly places. And He has set you and put you in Christ. You didn't do that. God did that. So how could we be prideful? Let me just tell you this. I have zero reason to be proud. I have every reason to be humble. I just keep forgetting it. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. You are what you are, Christian, by the grace of God. And you have zero reason to ever be puffed up, arrogant, demanding, self-focused. You are a trophy of grace. Walk in humility. If you've never been saved, you need to, this moment in your heart, confess to God what a wretched sinner you are and plead for mercy and ask God to forgive you and to commit your life to Christ. You need to do that now, this moment. And if you will do that, He will save you. He will forgive you. But there is no other Savior but Jesus Christ.